Video, Trump, D.C. reflecting pool drain for repairs after country-hating sleazebags vandalized it. By Amy Furr on July 14, 2026. The iconic reflecting pool near the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., has been drained to fix damage done by vandals, President Donald Trump said Monday. The president wrote in a Truth Social post, "We drained the beautiful reflecting pool today in order to fix the scars and damage that was done by the vandals 2 weeks ago. We wanted to wait until after the July 4th weekend. The slashes were 300 yards long, and the floor of the pool was cut and then pulled upward, with great force, by these thugs. The Parks Department had to empty the water in order to fix the watertight basin. It will be refilled and put back into service soon. These country-hating sleazebags should pay a big price for the damage done. Make America great again. President DJT," he concluded. Video footage from Freedom News TV showed the reflecting pool as equipment drained it. Meanwhile, Emily Miller, also known as the running reporter, pointed out officials had installed security cameras around the pool due to the vandalism. She said inspectors were assessing the damage to move forward with contractors who would fix the pool. In late June, Trump said vandals targeted grass nearby and the pool's newly installed surface. At that time, Miller reported a man allegedly jumped into the pool and tore out a large piece of sealant before he was arrested, per Breitbart News. The outlet said the numbers 8647 were carved into the grass on the National Mall before the UFC event at the White House, noting the number 86 is slang for getting rid of something and 47 referred to Trump being the 47th president. David Hearn, a former U.S. Olympic canoe racer, was recently indicted for alleged vandalism at the pool, according to Breitbart News. He was accused of tearing up the pool's liner and damaging a large portion of the sealant. Trump's announcement about the reflecting pool being drained came after his administration's successful efforts to cut down on crime in the nation's capital and revitalize its monuments, fountains, landscaping, and both the White House grounds and interior. Even some Democrats and skeptics have admitted the projects turned out well, according to Breitbart News.